Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kuf. We will begin on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, the top line. It says, Maravah Kevin Maisa Trevsa the Beit Binyamin Kamei. If they would bring to Rava to examine a trefa that in the yeshiva of, from the yeshiva Beit Binyamin, Kechavis Chazah Beit Tamla Teira, when he would see a reason why to say that this animal is kosher, Amalei, he would say, to have a dog kashin lo arva, that this animal should be mutter to you like a raven, which means that even though there is a reason to maybe say that it's not kosher, just like a arva is a not kosher bird, I'm telling you not to be concerned, and it's fine. Ichazev la tamli sura, but if he saw that it should not be kosher, amalot have the kasirna. What I'm telling you is not kosher, even though it looks like it's kosher, it's not allowed to be eaten. And what he was trying to say was that even though these halachas about an erev not being kosher, about a yoina being kosher, are explicit in the Torah, what I am saying and the way I am paskening may not be necessarily explicit in the Torah. But although what I'm saying is not necessarily explicit in the Torah, you should understand that I understand what I'm saying. And when I say it's not kosher, it is not kosher. If somebody said, again, we're continuing to discuss how, what is the definition of somebody who speaks disparagingly about Talmid Chachamim. If somebody says regarding the Rabbanim, those rabbis, which is a disrespectful way of speaking about the Rabbanim. Rapapa, says the Gemara, Rapapa Ishtali, Rapapa once forgot Vama Kigoyin Hani Rabbanim. He used that terminology. He said Kigoyin Hani Rabbanim, and what happened was he immediately is Esav Tanesa, he sat in a tainus. Even though, as the Ian Yaakov points out, that it was, even though it was an oinus, it was something that he didn't intend to do. But when somebody disrespects a Talmud Chacham, even if it happened by oinus, there is a requirement to do. There is a requirement to do tshuva. Says the Gemara, Levi by Shmuel Rav Huna Bachia have come misakni mitpchay sifrei de Rebbe Yehuda. They were fixing the things that they use to cover the Sefer Torah of Rabbi Huda. Because as the halacha is, that one is not allowed to touch the Sefer Torah, the Chazal made a gzera that if somebody touches the Sefer Torah, his hands become tamei. And the reason Chazal made such a rule is that specifically touching something which is kodesh becomes tamei. He says that because they used to think that a Sefer Torah is Kodesh, and Sfarim and Truma is Kodesh. And what they would do is, they would keep the Truma next to the Sefer Torah. And since mice would come to eat from the Truma, they would ruin the Sefer Torah. And to make that, they made a gzera that all Sefer Torah are Tamei. And now, to be able to handle a Sefer Torah is that they made covers that they should keep the Sefer Torah in. And the question that they had was regarding Ms. Gilles Aster. Amri, how Gilles Aster loy by mitpachas? And they said that Gilles Aster is not metames yodayim, and therefore doesn't need such a special covering. Amulukai gavna nafsik afkirusa. Somebody who speaks this way, it's also considered as if he spoke disrespectfully. So there's two ways that the Mashal explains this Gemara. One way he explains this Gemara is that indeed the halacha is that Megillas Esther is not metames yodayim. But since there are opinions that hold that Megillas Esther is metames yodayim, no one has a right to disagree with what nobody has a right to disparage that opinion. And if there's an opinion that Megillas Esther is Metames Yudayim, we have no right to look at it and think to ourselves, well, we could just disregard that opinion. Another pshat is that it is metamis yadayim, and the question, of course, based on what is that question of Megillas Esther metam yadayim, the question is based on was Esther said Baruch HaKodesh. If we hold that Esther was said Baruch HaKodesh, then it's like all the other Sifrei Kodesh. And if not, then it doesn't have the same halacha as other Sifrei Torah. The Chasam Sofer quotes his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, and he used to say his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, was very careful that when he would read from the Megillah on Purim, he would not touch Megillas Esther, because Gemara just said the Megillas Esther betames yodayim. Says the Gemara of Nachama, what is the definition of Abikairis? If somebody calls his Rebbe by his name without saying, for example, Rebbe Pliny, why was Gechsi punished? That he doesn't have a shear in Olam Haba. His Rebbe's name was Elisha, and he called Elisha by his name. Shanem, as the Pasuk says, and one has no right to speak about his Rebbe in such a fashion. What we see from here was that even though when this happened, Elisha was not together with Elisha and Gechsi were not together, still, Gechsi was punished for calling his Rebbe by his name, even when they weren't together. And that's the psak of the Rambam, who says one may not call his Rebbe by his name, even after his Rebbe is nifter. Rashi's opinion is, as long as somebody, when he refers to his Rebbe, says, gives him a title, Adoni, Mairi, whatever, then that would be sufficient. The Shach says that when does Rashi hold that you could call your Rebbe by that name if you use that preface? That's only when the Rebbe is not present. However, when speaking about a Rebbe directly, one could only use the words Mairi V'Rabbi. He can never mention his name. The Pri Chodesh disagrees. An opinion of Pri Chodesh is that it's permitted to use the Rebbe's name when you have the proper title, Mairi V'Rabbi, etc., because we find in the Torah, in the Chumash, that Yeshua says, Adoni Moshe Kloim, and he said that in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam says that if one's friend has the same name as one's Rebbe or father, then you're not allowed to call that friend by that name, because people will think, says the Ratvaz in explaining the opinion of the Rambam, that when you're mentioning the Rebbe, that when you're using that name, you're referring to your father, you're referring to Rebbe, and therefore it will be unacceptable. And therefore the Rambam advises that if you have a friend who has the same name as your Rebbe or as your father, he should modify the name somewhat. Says the Rambam, however, this is only if your father or Rebbe have an uncommon name. So if they have an uncommon name, so that's why when you're using that name, people may very likely assume that what you mean to talk about is your Rebbe or your father. But if he has a common name, so explains the Ratvaz, nobody's going to assume that when you're saying that name, you mean your Rebbe or your father. Nobody is going to think that way. And since nobody's going to think that way, you're allowed to use that name. It's well known that tzaddikim, if somebody would come to them sometimes, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos discusses this quite extensively, and wasn't well, they would write a kameya. And there's a serious halachic issue about writing kameyas, because when you write a kameya, the concern is that you may be using a Shem Hashem, and you're not allowed to use the Shem Hashem, and not only are you not allowed to use the Shem Hashem, who knows where that kameya is going to end up. But I saw that the Baal Shem said the way to avoid that problem, and it was found by kameyas that the Baal Shem Tov wrote, that what he wrote was the name of a tzaddik, because the name of a tzaddik is very powerful. And that's what our Gemara is teaching us, that the name of a tzaddik is so great, and therefore one can't just use it without the proper respect. Says the Mar Yosef Yemi Kamedra, Zayr of Yosef Kama. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hoitzi Nachal Mibetz Kotche Kotchim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have a river emanate from the Kotche Kotchim. V'olav, on the beach, on the side of that river, Kamin and Begodim, there are going to be all sorts of delicious fruit. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, V'al Nachal Yala Sosoi, Mizeh Kol Eitz Machal, on the sides of this river will come up all sorts of beautiful fruit trees, layiba laleu, the leaves will not wither, v'layita imperia, will not stop giving fruit, l'chadosha yivaker, every month there will be new fruits emanating from this tree, kimeimav men amigdash heimayotzim, since this water emanates from the base of migdash, v'yipiria l'machel, the fruit will be there for us to eat, v'leil trufa, and the leaves of the tree will bring refuah. Amlai husaba. So there was an older person who heard this and said, Yasher, what you said is fantastic. V'ker amar Rav Yochan. Amlai Rav Yimei Rav Zeira. Ki gavna, if somebody says, Yasher, that it's apikarsis, because what it means is, as his Rebbe needs his approval, he needs his help to be able to say that what he said was acceptable. Says the Gemara, El Ishmilach, says the Gemara, Amlai, Hai Siyu Kamisayle. He said, that's not true. Bringing a raya, just bringing proof to what something was said, is not a recognition of disrespect. Ella, he says, Ishmilach Hashmilach. What is considered a situation of disrespect? Kihada Yasser of Yachin Vikadarish. Rav Yochanan was giving a shir, and he said, "Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lavi Avanim Tovus Magalius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring these expensive stones, Shein Shloishim HaShloishim Amos, that will be the size of 30 Amos by 30 Amos, V'chaykik Bom, and he'll engrave them, Eser Berum Eserim. He'll make them into stones, but cut them into this size, U'mamidam Shir Yushalayim, and they will be placed at the entrance to Yerushalayim. Shenama v'samti katka shim shesayich v'shirayich l'evnei egdech. Ligalav oyster talmud, these incredible sized diamonds, and the precious stones. It says, Ligalav oyster talmud, there was a talmud that was sitting there, overhearing what was said. Amma, and he said, hashtag beisa d'tzulsulay mashkechinan. We can't even find a stone the size of an egg of a small bird. And now, Kula hai mashkechinim, how is it possible there will be these huge stones? L'yamim, says the Gemara, after a while, hefligas l'masa b'yam, he went on a trip, chazin l'mach hasharis, and he saw malach hasharis, the kominasri avarim tamim megolos, that were working with these stones. Amalei hani l'man, who are the people that are going to get these incredible precious stones? Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amid Mishar Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to put these stones at the entrance to Yerushalayim. Kihada, when the Talmud was coming back home, Ashkel Rabbi Yochanan the Yosef Kadarish. He found Rabbi Yochanan saying what we're learning about the incredible stones that will be there at the time of Mashiach from Heir of Yemenu. Amalei, and at that point the Talmud said, Rabbi Droish, what speak, what you're saying is fantastic. Just like you saw what you said, I actually saw these incredible stones. So at that point, Rabbi Yochanan's reaction to the Talmud was, Recha, you empty person. Had you not seen it, you wouldn't believe it. You only believe it because you saw it. So you're showing that you're an individual that doesn't have that amuna in what Talmid Chacham say. It says the Rav Asagal Shav Tzomus. So the way I saw the Mefarshim explain is that this Talmud, when he heard the Shir the first time, didn't didn't believe. But what happened here was that we didn't know what his status was. Only when he had the chutzpah of not only not believing in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what the Talmud Chacham said, but he had the chutzpah of saying it. Somebody who has the disrespect that if a Rebbe says something and then he disrespects it, deserves to be say so publicly, deserves to become a Gal Shel Tzomus. Meisvei, the pasuk says, Vaylak Eschem Kavimeis. Ramei Amar, Ramea says that how tall will the people be when Mashiach comes Meher B'Yameinu? Mesayim Amos, 200 Amma, which is Kishtei Koimos Shal Adam Arishin, twice the height of Adam Arishin. Adam Arishin was 100 Amma tall, they will be 200 Amma tall. Yudam Ramea Amma, they'll be 100 Amma tall, Kenegad HaHechel V'Kosolov, because the height of the Beis HaMikdash and the walls, basically, the Shishu 100 Amma, we will be that height. Shnemar, Ashmenenu Kintim Migdolim, Benureim, Benesein, Kuzervis, Muchtavis, Tavnas, Heichel. So we see that the people will be 100, 200 Amma tall. So how will they be able to enter Yushalayim that we say is only 20 Amma tall? Answers the Marki Kamar Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan said that they're going to be 20 Amma tall, L'chavid be Zike. They're going to be in the windows of the entrance, but the entrance itself will be much taller. The pasuk says that we mentioned this pasuk in previous shir a moment ago. The pasuk says regarding the Beis HaMikdash and the water that's going to emanate from the Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk says, and the pasuk says, Valei Latrufa. Ask them of my valet the truth. What does that mean? Says the Rav Yitzchak of Dimi Rav Chizda. Chanam alahata pesh shemala. That all the people who unfortunately don't have the ability to speak will be healed through those leaves. Chanam alahata pesh shemata. Women who don't have the ability to have children, those leaves will bring them a refuah that they should be able to have children. Itmar, and so did we indeed learn. A machloikis. Chizkiyam alahata peh ilmin. This will help that people who can't speak, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the truth of Mamish, they're actually going to be there for a refuah. What does that mean? Rashuva Nachmeni Amar, the Torah Ponim Shabali HaPeh. That means, Talmid HaChachamim, who sometimes don't have Olam Hazeh, and they suffer, and says the Gemara, when Mashiach comes, Meher Yameinu, they'll eat from these leaves, and these leaves will make them look fantastic. Says the Gemara, somebody whose face gets black because of learning in this world, he holds back from enjoying Olam Hazeh, so he should be able to learn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mavik zivoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make his face shine Olam Haba. Shenema mareu kovonim boch karozim. Somebody who is hungry, he doesn't eat because he's busy learning Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazvi l'olam haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him the ability to eat the next world. Shnema yivrim em neshem be'secha v'nacha adu necha seshkem. Kiyosu Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omer, Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu litan l'chol tzadik v'tzadik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give to each tzadik meloi amsoi. A handful, when we speak about a handful, it's in the handful of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shnema, Baruch Hashem, Yoim, Yoim, Yamas Lanu, Hakel, Yeshua Seinu, Sela. And the Masha explains, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar, he doesn't look at the person who's going to give receive the schar. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to give schar is according to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to give. And as we're learning now, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives is limitless. It says in the Gemara, is it possible to say that somebody could receive that much? That's impossible that to fathom what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and his infinite what he is infinite and what he gives is infinite. Amalei my tama l'shchichas ba'agartus. Rav Dimi said, Tabaya, that's because you're not an expert in agarata gemara. Damim and Rava Mishmei de Rava. And at Yisrael they said in the name of Rava Bamari, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu litnu chal tzadik v'tzadik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give is tzadik shloish meish v'sora alamas. Shnemar, lahanchel oy v'yesh v'tzriseyim b'malei, and yesh, the gematria of yesh is tlas mei v'esra. So I saw that the Noida Behuda has a very interesting point. He says, what we just learned is a Mishnah in Masechta Uksin. On Rav Shimon Levi, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hancha chal tzadik v'tzadik shloish meish v'sora alamas, shnem l'hancha oy v'yesh v'tzriseyim b'malei. So he says, if it's an explicit Mishnah, why did he quote what an Amora said? Why did he quote what it says in the Mishnah? So he explains that there's a very big difference between what Rav Bamari was saying and the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Lahanchel. And he said, Litein. He says, what's the difference between Lahanchel? Lahanchel means a Yerusha. He says, there may be a time and a place where tzaddik will have children, descendants, that need his chusim, and therefore lahanchel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give them that Yerusha, they'll be able to have bracha in this world because of the bracha that their forefather was a tzaddik. Teaches us Al Gemara that isn't what the way to understand, but rather, the way to understand is litein. It's not just that the tzaddikim will have schar. What's going to happen is that not just the descendants will live off that, but they themselves will have the wonderful schar that comes from the way they lived. Tanya, Rameo, Oimer, Benidish, Adam, Moided, the way people treat other people, Moided, Moi. That's how they are treated in Hashemayim. The Ksiv, B'sasoa, B'shalcha, Terivena. According to the way we behave, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to treat us. And the Michtam Eliyahu explains that what the Gemara means to say is that what we all need is Siyata Deshmaya. And the way we behave and the way we live our lives, that is the way we get the Siyata Deshmaya. So if he says, for example, somebody gives a lot of tzedakah, so what the person shows that that's what's important to him. So the amount of siyata d'shmaya that we need to succeed is given to the person that he should be able to give more tzedakah. If somebody learns and he shows that learning Torah is so important to him, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him siyata d'shmaya that he should continue to even be more successful in learning. That means Adam Nosloi Maloi Amsel La'ani Ba'alam Haza. Somebody fills up an ani's hands in this world with tzedakah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosen Lo Maloi Amsel La'alam Haba. V'ksiv Shemayim B'zeres Teiken. And according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, size, it's incredible. How can we do it? V'ati Yata Mekein. So he says, don't you agree? The pasuk Eizem Mida Meruba. Mida Taiva Meruba or Mida Peronius. Where do we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses his incredible power? He uses his incredible power even more for doing good. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, Midatayv Merubim Midaparanius. Midatayv is better. Midatayv Iksiv, Vitzav Al-Kimi Mal, Vidal Shemayim Posach, V'yamta Le'mon Lecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the sky, and he gave us the amount of two doors. We're in a pranis huayma, Arubis Shemayim Neftachtu, two Arubis. So if there are two Arubis in every door, so Midim Toiva is four times that amount. But Midim Pranis Ksiv continues the Gemara. V'yotzav Rav, Pigvei Enoshim, HaPoshimbi, Kadosh Baruch says we're going to, Apostle Yeshaya, that when Mashiach comes, we're going to view these people who are Poshimbi, who rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki salatim lo somos, v'ishim lo sichba, v'hoye d'roin lo chabasar, they will be cursed. V'aloi, adam ha'ishet etzbei ba'or, ba'alam hazeh, if somebody puts his hands into fire in this world, miyad nichva, and immediately get burnt. Alab Shem Shnasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Koch Rishayim Akal Purim Hasam. Of Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give the Rishayim the ability to absorb the punishments that they will get. Kach Nasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Koch Betzadikim. Kadosh Baruch Hu will give Tzadikim the ability Lekabel Tevasan. Rekiv Aymer, the who is the next person that Ein Lein Chelik Leilam Haba? It's somebody Hakayrei B'Sifri Chitzaynim. Somebody who reads the Sfarim Chitzaynim. Tana. So explains the Gemara, what does that mean? Besifre Tztoikim. The Tztoikim, as we know, were people who didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They only believe in Torah Shebiksav. They considered Apikarsim. Reading their Sfarim is considered Sifre Tztoikim. Rav Yosef ben Sefer ben Sira. Sefer ben Sira is also Osla Mikri. One may not read the Sefer ben Sira. The Sefer ben Sira is a Sefer that was written by the son of the daughter of Yirmiyah, and who went to a bathhouse, and his daughter got pregnant from him, and that was ben Sira. Only by my Tama says, what is so troublesome in the Sefer ben Sira? Ilema mishum deksibei lo tintish gildonim u'udnei deloylez l'mashke l'chavla. Don't peel a fish which is called a gildna by the skin of its ear, because we don't want that should go to waste, because that skin has no real use. That's what Rashi explains. And since that skin has no real use, you peeling it and you're just going to throw it away is a waste. Eat it. Another pshat that the Aruch says is that somebody may want to use that skin, but that skin is not really very useful, so don't take it, because whatever you're going to use it for won't be usable. Ella, tzleya say, benura, roast it in the fire, and eat with it two loaves of bread. And that makes it usable. In the Pashte, if we're going to learn, understand what it says simply, it says the Marbaraisa Namiksev. In the Torah, it also says that we have to be careful about not wasting. The Torah Kedosha says, Loisashcha Saseitza, that when we come to a city and we're attacking the city, we have to not destroy the trees because they have a use. In Midrasha, if we want to say a drasha, Aruch Aruch Kamashmon, there's nothing wrong with what it says there. It's teaching us to live shloika darka, that when a person has relations with his wife, he should only have relation in a way that is they can have children. Otherwise, it's a iser. So there's actually a machlokes rishonim. Here we're learning the halacha of Baal Tashchis. Machlokes Rishonim, if it's a Issa Deraisa or Issa Drabonin. The Shulchan Aruch Rav and Chayshe Mishpat Hilchas Shmiras Aguf Anefesh Sif Yod Dalid is of the opinion that acting this way, that this is considered about Deraisa. It says, Hamakalkal called Dovah Royal Lahanis by Bnei Adam. Somebody who ruins something that people can use, Oiva B'lai Sasei. He's over a loisase shenema, loisashchus as eitzo. The pasuk says loitakvus as eitzo. Shenem v'im hizra Torah al shenochri. And Chushchan Rav continues to say, if the Torah is so concerned about things that belong to nachrim, shenachamimim that we're holding battle with, then certainly he says kavachaim l'shal Yisrael. I feel Michel Hefker. So he says that the Isser is an Isser Deraisa. And so too is the opinion of the Michas Chinuch, that it's a lav Deraisa. He says that it's only a lav that we don't get Malkus for, but it's a lav Deraisa. Shaul Snow de Yehuda says that the Rambam says that somebody who does Baal Tashchis only gets Malkus Mardis, which is the Rabbanon. So he says that's a proof that it's only the Rabbanon. Even those that agree that hold that it's only this Rabbanon, the Paiskim are all of the opinion that wasting food, for example, is a serious Isser. And therefore, they taught their children, Tzadikim taught their children, and they were most careful not to throw something out. The only thing is that if throwing something out is being done, because if you're going to have to try to save what you don't want to throw out because it's not really useful, and trying to save it is a big headache, then there's room for leniency. Because the Gemara, because Reb Elyashiv used to say that just like the halacha is, the Chai Adam Paskins and Hilchot Tzitzis, that if one wants to put on a new tzitzis on his beged, so what he could do maybe is, he's not like, the Shulchan Aruch says, he has to undo his tzitzis. He can't just take the tzitzis and cut them off. But because that's a waste of those tzitzis, they can be used again. But says the Chaya Adam, if you're doing it because to unravel those tzitzis is very time consuming, then you're allowed to do it. So says Rabbi Yashiv, if sometimes we see people throw out things that maybe we could have saved some of it, but he's doing it because it's just so bothersome to do it in that fashion, there may be room for leniency. Vel Mishum Deksiv. So again, we're trying to find what is in Shira Shirim, what is in Ben Sira that's so troublesome. Vel Mishum Deksiv, Bas Lavia, a daughter to her father, Matmanashav. It's a gift, but it's a difficult gift. He can't sleep because of her at night, because he's fearful about her. Beketnusa, when she's a young girl, he's concerned. Shemetas bata, maybe she'll be seduced to do something wrong. Benarusa, and when she gets older, Shemetizna, maybe she on her own will do act not properly. Bagra, when she gets older, now he's worried. Shemloi Tinase, maybe she won't be able to find a match. A shidduch. Nisa Shemalay Labanim, once she gets married with concern, she may not have children. Haskina Shem Tasik Shofim, apparently the women in those days would do kshofim. Says the Gemara, so what's wrong with that? So again, ask the Gemara, why would that be considered unacceptable? Her Rabbanan Namriam Ruah, the Rabbanan have said the same. The Rabbanan used to say, Efshir Loilam Beloy, Zucharim Beloy, and the Kavis, the world cannot exist without boys and girls. Asher Misha Banav Zucharim, but there's a bracha if somebody's children are boys, Oilam Misha Banav the Kavis. So the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, as the Marsha says, that we're supposed to have many children, and we should hope, and what the Gemara is saying is, hopefully you'll have more boys than girls. But the wording of the Gemara, of course, is very difficult. The Gemara says, Ashrei mi shebonav zecharim, great if your sons are zecharim, oile mi shebonav nekevis, and terrible if your boys are girls. Boys are boys, and girls are girls. What is meant with this Gemara? So I saw that the Arugas Abaisim explains as follows. We know that when we speak about a woman and we speak about a woman's obligation in mitzvahs, we know that women are potter from mitzvahs as seishas man grama, from mitzvahs that are time sensitive. And what our Gemara here is teaching us, explains the Gemara, is Ashrei mi shebonav zecharim, that a person doesn't decide which mitzvahs are appropriate to follow nowadays, which mitzvahs are not appropriate to follow nowadays, but rather the person's attitude is, I do what the mitzvah is. Misha banav zecharim, somebody whose children are zecharim, and that his attitude to mitzvahs is like the attitude of a man to a mitzvah, that he's obligated to do all mitzvahs, and he doesn't pick and choose which mitzvahs he will do and he won't do. Ashrei, that's a person that deserves credit. Oiloi, but terrible is it, ibanav nekevis, if your attitude to mitzvahs is that I'm going to do mitzvahs seishas man grama, I'm going to make a decision if those mitzvahs fit the time. Ella, so again, we're looking to find what is in the Sefer Ben Sira that's so disturbing. Elam Shem Deksiv, because it says in the Sefer Ben Sira, Letala davya belibach. Don't be upset. The gaver gebaron kotel davoy. Being upset, being nervous, worrisome, has killed many great people. Says the Gemara, Hashloim Amra. This was said by Shlomo Melech as well. Because Shlomo Melech used to say, Dag Belevish, if somebody is worried, Yesichena. So he should, in that Gemara, discuss what does this Yesichena mean. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Charama Yesichena Midata. Take it away, don't think about it. Charama Yesichena Lacherim. Tell it to other people. So the man da'amah that says that it means take it, don't think about it, because they explain the more you think about it, that will get you more upset. And therefore, the more upset you're going to get, that's more likely going to bring that problem to you. That's if you say, yesichena, that you see, take it away from thinking about it. Yesichena l'acherim, give it over to other people. So the Pashup Shad in the Gemara is, because if you're going to give it over to other people, then people are going to daven for you. And if they daven for you, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears our tefillahs and will be mekabel those tefillahs. Others say that there's no disagreement here. The difference between Yasichana and Yasichana is one is speaking about the past. Something that happened already, there's no point in being upset about. It's already what happened. And the other opinion says, Yasichena is talking about what's going to be for the future. And when we speak about the future, speak about it to other people. Or the other pshat that I saw that many suggest, Yasichena means V'yetzi Yitzchak L'suach L'soda. Yitzchak went out to Davin. And if somebody davins, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to those tefillahs and he'll hear the tefillah. Another pshat that I saw is that Yasichena L'Acherim means to say it over to tzaddikim, and the tzaddikim will daven on our behalf, and when a tzaddik davens on our behalf, that brings a Yeshua. But another pshat that I saw both the Bnei Soscha in a Sefer Agra the Parka and the Chavetz Chaim used to say is as follows. A person, unfortunately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes sees the need to punish him. And because of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels is what this person deserves. But what happens, is that that person deserves the punishment. But the punishment that person deserves is not the punishment that his family or other people who care for him also deserve. So yasichena l'acherim, tell others about the pain you are suffering, and because these other people will also be in pain, and it wasn't destined that they should have to suffer, and that's why you will be saved as well. Vela mishum d'ksiv, the pasuk says, so again, we're still looking, what is in Ben Sira that's troubling? It says that menar rabin mitoch b'secha, v'loy hakol tovi b'secha. Don't bring everybody into your home. Rabbi Nami Amra says the way Rabbi taught us that. The Tanya the Brisa says, Rabbi Amaloyalam Yaba Adam Reim B'toch Beisoy. A person should not have that many friends at home. Shnama Ish Reim L'Sroya. If you have many people in your home, they could cause different sorts of problems. So again, what is the issue? Elam Shem Naksiv Zlatkan. A person whose beard is not very, just grows a small amount of hair. Kurtman, he's a person that's very smart. Aftkan, a person who has a nice big beard, Sachsen, is a fool. The Nofach Bekisei, somebody who blows off the foam that's on top of a cup of wine, Loitzachi, it's a proof that he's not thirsty. Because if you're thirsty, just drink. Don't start playing around. Says the Gemara, Amma b'may eich lachma. If somebody is concerned about what is he going to put on his piece of bread, lach savmenei, take away the bread. If somebody's so busy thinking, what am I going to eat with the bread, that means he's not really hungry. Manda esle mabarta b'diknei, somebody whose beard is like divided into two parts. Kulam lo yachlalei, he is very powerful. And this is really not very smart and not really something that we should so appreciate. And that's why they disregarded the Sefer Ben Sira. Amar Rav Yosef, Malius of the Isbei, but the words of the Ben Sira that are worthy, that's Shinabei. That we should learn from the Sefer Ben Sira. One of the things is, Isha Toiva. If somebody has a great wife, Matana Toiva. She's the greatest gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give us. Isha Bechek Yir Elokim Tanosin. A person who's a Yiri Shemayim is the person that's going to get such a wife. Ishara, but somebody who has a wife who isn't that way, Tsaras Labala. She's a problem for her husband. Mata Kente, what should be done? That means what should be done is Yigushenim Bebesoy with Tisrapa Mitzarata. He should send her away. And the way the Padish Yosef explains that just like if somebody has some sort of a wound, the first thing the doctors will tell you is don't touch it. The more you touch it, the more it could hurt. Here too, what we're learning is that if somebody has a wife that isn't as great, he should be careful not to irritate her. The more you irritate her, the worse it will get. Another pshat that the Mashal suggests is just like if somebody, as we just learned a moment ago, is not well, what are you supposed to do? He's supposed to be mispalel. So too, if somebody has a wife who is not as he would like it to be, we should be mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem should help. But the Maral makes a very important point here. The Maral points out, he says, we shouldn't just be focused on the wife. We should be focused on ourselves as well. Because Emes Avgin La'odom, Elofi Maisev. We only look at the person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a shidduch according to whom we are. So if we didn't act appropriately, maybe that's the reason we are suffering. Ish Yafa, if a man has a beautiful wife, Asher Bala, her husband should be praised. Mispa Yamalov B'Kaflayim, the beautiful wife doubles the amount of years he'll be in this world. Halim Einechem Eish Eschein, don't ever look at a woman is even if she's pleasant looking, if she's a married woman, pentilokat b'mitzudosoi, you may get caught up. Halim altat pentilokat b'mitzudosoi altat etzabal alimsoich. Don't go visit her husband. Ima yain v'shech to drink with him beer, wine. Kivitar isha yofa rabim hishkuru. Because of the beauty of many women, people have stumbled. Vatsumakol raga. Rabim hay pitzei roichel. The peddlers used to go around from women's houses. Hamagil l'dvar erva. They opened themselves up to these type of situations. Genitza mavigachelas. It's like a spark that could cause something to burn. The klov mali oif. Came batei malay mirma. Their homes could be completely destroyed. Mina, rabim mitoif beischa. Don't bring many people into your home. V'loy kol tavi beischa. Don't let many people come into your home. Keep it as to the minimum. You should have many friends. Disclose your secrets only to one of a thousand. Even if you have so many friends, keep your secrets to yourself. From your wife, even with your wife, don't say everything that you're supposed to say. Keep it to the minimum. Don't speak more than you have to. Kol yimei ani roim, but sir imra, apelilus. Even not only by day does he suffer, but he even suffers at night. B'shval gagoy. He lives at the bottom of the mountain, and his roof is where all the rain falls onto, and it causes noise at night. Maroim harm karmoy. His home is at the bottom of the mountain, but he could only afford a field on top of the mountain. And therefore the rain rolls down to the bottom of his, to the top of his home, and it causes noise on the roof. Me'afa karmel karmim, and the dust that he, and the fertilizer that he puts out, then on the top in his field gets blown away, and he lose it. Will ultimately lose it. Simon zera rava mishasha chanina tovya yane yofa yoichran merachem yishur makser. Says the Gemara, Rava ma ipcha. Amar Rav Zeir, Amar Rav, Maidik Siv, Koy Mei Ani Roim. What does it mean when it says that all the days of Ani are difficult? Ela Bala Talmud. They have to learn Gemara, and not always learning Gemara is easy. The Taiv Lei Mishta Talmud, Ela Mishnah, because it's easier to learn Mishnais. But Rav Amar, says the Gemara, ipcha, just the opposite. That a person who only learns Mishnais is not as successful as a person learning Gemara. And the reason is because the halacha is that we can't paskin a shaila from the Mishnah. So somebody will learn, but he isn't able to come to a conclusion. Somebody who learns the Gemara, that is somebody that is able to understand the depth of the halacha, and by able to understand the depth of the halacha, he knows how to come to halacha l'maisa. Another pshat that I saw, however, in the first opinion, is that the Binyan Shlomo says, somebody who learns Mishnayis is constantly making siyumim, because it's not so hard to finish learning a perik, a mesechta. But when it comes to learning Gemara, it becomes much more difficult to learn Gemara. And because it becomes much more difficult to learn Gemara, then you don't, and it takes longer to make a siyum. A person who carries large sticks will become exhausted from that work. That refers to a person who doesn't have a great wife. The Tavlei Meshter Tamid said somebody who has an Isha Tavid. He says, so the Maral explains, there's nobody that's with us as much as our wives. So if somebody has a good wife, he has somebody that's going to always be with him in all situations to help him. And otherwise, it's not. It refers to a person that always has pity in somebody else because he's always worried about other people. But Toiv Lev Mishte Tamid Zach Sorry. He's always worried. It's somebody who is able to be a little more, not be always worried or not always to get upset. Another pshat that I saw. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that all days are no good? Shabbos and Yontif, everybody has delicious food. Apparently, even people who couldn't afford such great food on Shabbos and Yontif were given that great food. So why is Kol Yimei all the days? Answer: the Gemara of Shmuel, because something that we learned from Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, Shmuel taught it Shinui Vestas, somebody who changes his habit. And all week long he can't eat such great food. And only on Shabbos does he get the opportunity to eat good food. That also, that could cause stomach ailment because he's not used to eating such good food. So his body gets disturbed when it goes from one way to the other.